Hello, my imaginary friends. I'm back again. This is part two of my Wednesday boo. And the reason why I'm interested in and supportive of ANPR is because people that have been following me for a little while will know that we recently had the number plate stolen from one of our cars. Was that 6 months ago, something? Where one of our cars is parked outside the front of the house, it's very secluded, and somebody obviously came along and stole the number plates. So somewhere out there are our number plates, and they may be used for a robbery, or they may be used for a cut and shut to resell a damaged vehicle. Our number plates are out there somewhere, and we were told, okay, that's going to be on the database. The police are going to be looking out for those, and whenever you drive your car around, you need to take your driver license with you so you can prove who you are, because you're going to get stopped by the police. They're going to say, these number plates are flagged, and can you prove that you really are the owner of this car and these number plates? And they'll know that Mr. and Mrs. Toon are the correct keepers of those number plates, and then that will be fine. But we've not yet been stopped once at all for our number plates, so it shows that the ANPR cameras are not that prevalent, that we've not been spotted, and I think that's a real shame. I also think that it would be beneficial for people that have insurance, don't have MOTs. There's an awful lot of people like that going around. I've been driven into by people that didn't have insurance, and didn't have an MOT, didn't have tax disc, and they got away with it. So I don't know. Maybe there should be an iPod app for the ANPR where you could turn your iPhone into a node for the ANPR system. That'd be good. Syzygy talked about where do you like to go to lunch, or do you have a quiet place you like to go for lunch? Another one where he thought, okay, that it would be worth raising a subject for people. I don't think it's necessary for you to try and raise a subject for audiobook conversations. I think for me it's just like this ramble about what I'm thinking about, and then if anyone else wants to comment and pick up on it and pick up the thread, then that's great. But you don't have to kind of feel that you're contrived to generate a new subject. But I know there's a pressure that Andy seems to be on under quite a lot. No, I don't really have any solace at lunchtimes. Anyway, I can go and get some peace. No. Very miserable, very busy work life. I spend a lot of time in front of my computer at lunch, munching away at whatever I could get. But maybe I'll have some other thoughts on that in the future. So I'll sign off for now. Thanks for listening. Take care of yourselves. I'll speak to you again soon. Bye-bye.